Now, with the Aged Care Royal Commission entering its second year and its interim report due within a week, there has been a renewed focus on the conditions and lives of elderly Australians, especially those in care facilities. Today, we are speaking with Professor Gabrielle Maher of Macquarie University's Sociology Department, who in a joint project between UNSW and RMIT studied the strains and limitations of the aged care sector to meet the emotional needs of Australia's elderly populations. How are you going, Gabrielle?
Well, thank you. Thanks for your interest in our research.
No, thanks for doing your research. So let me start off by asking you, what prompted this joint study amongst these universities?
Well, we were invited to do the study by two unions who represent aged care workers, the Health Services Union and United Voice, to help them to provide a research underpinning for their submissions to the Royal Commission.
Mm-hmm. So it was prompted by the Royal Commission?
Yes, they were. Yes, that's right. Yep.
So I guess in your studies, in your research so far, what are some of the biggest takeaways from the study?
Look, I guess the main sort of three things we wanted to get across were, we wanted to understand, okay, well, what does research tell us that older people value in aged care services? What do they think is important in a good aged care service? And what we found there really was that the aspects of care that are related to their relationships with the care workers who are looking after them, and the sense that the care workers looking after them had time to, you know, do spend time with them and do tasks and support them in ways that were not making them feel rushed and stressed all the time. Those things were really important to people, and that if they're living in a residential care facility or nursing home, that they feel like they're at home, both in a kind of a physical sense, but also in a social sense.
Yes,
so that was sort of our starting point. And that idea that care should be that it should be based on good relationships and take into account what's important to older people, that's there in the regulations that say what good quality care should be in Australia. But we also wanted to go to see, well, okay, so we know that's what older people value. Those values and that concept of person-centred care or relational care, that's there in the quality regulations. Is the Australian aged care system set up to provide that? And what do workers think about their opportunities to be able to provide good care? So those sort of next two questions. So when we looked at, is the system set up to be able to provide this kind of the quality of care that older people think is important, basically we discovered, look, it isn't really, when you think about it from a staffing perspective in particular. And when you think about something like aged care, it's the staff that look after the older people, whether they're looking after them at home or in a nursing home, they are really the core of the service. It's a human service where one human being is supporting another human being, and that's right at the centre of it. So the number of staff you've got, the way their work is organised, the level of skills they've got, that's really the main determinants of whether the service is going to be good or not. So we looked at things like, okay, well, what's happened to the needs of older people in nursing homes over time? Have they stayed stable? Have they become more acute?
Mm-hmm.
What's happened to the ratio of staff to residents in nursing homes? What's happened to the skill levels of the workers over time? And we sort of found that those things were going in the wrong direction in relation to each other. So
right.
The share of residents with really high needs, that had increased a lot over, say, the 10 years to 2016, which is when we had the data for. And the ratio of full-time direct care workers stayed basically exactly the same. So the needs had got more, but the number of staff had stayed the same. And the skill profile of the staff had actually got worse. So the proportion of the staff that were more skilled had gone from about 44% down to less than 30%. So it sort of concluded that the system as it's currently going is structurally unable to deliver on the promise of the principles and values that underpin the quality standards and so on.
Yeah, definitely. I guess you kind of touched on this there. You were talking about how it's important the facility feels like a home to these people. My grandmother herself, she's in aged care. She's been in aged care for about maybe a year and a half now, and that's something that's been really important for us. I know that if we didn't facilitate kind of a homely feeling, she would feel kind of socially isolated, and I understand that is actually something that affects a lot of the residents themselves.
Yes, in fact, lots of people in people who are living in residential care do feel depressed, anxious. They don't have a lot of social contact. Lots of people don't have any family either.
Yeah, definitely.
So that means that their relationships with the staff become even more important. And so we asked staff through a survey a whole lot of questions about how are they able to look after the older people, and have they got enough time to do the things that would enable them to have this more kind of relational care situation. And so we said to them, have you got enough time or not enough time to do things like listen to and connect to older people, or talk to older people at meal times, or get to know their family and friends? And a vast majority of the care workers, whether they were working in nursing homes or in care for people in their own homes, said they just don't have enough time to do that. Mm. And we gave them the opportunity to say, well, tell us a bit more about that in the survey. And they basically said, look, we've just got time, barely got time to do the physical tasks, and we're just kind of in and out, just rushing, and we don't have time to really connect to the older people, which is really stressful for the workers as well as being really unpleasant for the older people as well.
Yeah, that's putting a lot of pressure on the people who work there, for sure, to cater to all sorts of needs. And I guess just finally, do you think there is some sort of solution in sight to these issues?
Look, it's hard to say. I mean, whether the solutions are going to come into being. We certainly made some recommendations on the basis of our research. Now, there are some things that governments can do, some things that need to happen in the area of, what we call the industrial regulation, like the pay and the conditions for workers in aged care. And there's also things that need to happen inside aged care organisations to make things better. In relation to what the government can do, we recommended that there needs to be some regulation of some kind of the amount of staff time that's dedicated to each person. The industry bodies, that represent the providers, they are very much against having staffing ratios. But there's a lot of international evidence that just connects the amount of staff and how they're organised and how they're managed to the more staff there is and the better they're managed, the better they're organised, the higher the quality of the care is. So there's no getting around that issue. Mm. There's just got to be more staff. But as you might be aware, lots of aged care is provided by most of it's provided by private organisations in the sense that government's not a big provider at all, and there's a growing share of for-profit providers, and that raises some issues about just handing over taxpayers' money, and also older people themselves contribute quite a bit to providers without having a guarantee that money is going to be going towards staffing.
Yeah.
So we do say there needs to be more transparency around what happens to the funds that government and older people themselves and their families pay for the services. And that they need to make sure that those resources go towards care for the older people.
Yeah. I guess there's a lot of different issues that need to be unpacked and looked into further. Hopefully this Royal Commission will see some sort of solution for this.
Yes, let's hope so. And also that the government implements recommendations when the Royal Commission makes them.
Yes, definitely. That's always a very good point. Thank you so much, Gabrielle, for joining us this afternoon.
Pleasure. Good to talk to you, Michaela.
You too. Bye-bye.